I'm doing an intro today, which I don't normally do on these episodes, but I wanted to do it because I just wanted to be real clear about what's coming in this episode, which is two lessons learned instead of just one. The one that is the title of this episode doesn't really start until like minute 16-ish. So guessing with the intro time added on. So the first one, it was one that happened this week, which is my Airbnb experience. So it's a little bit more fluff than actually concrete lesson or exercise. I share an exercise from my recent retreat, another exercise, because I did one last week. And so if you want to get to if you're more of a cerebral type and you really want to learn something valuable, then you might want to skip ahead. And if you're not like as much of the fluff type of just what was Lori's experience with the Airbnb, so you can go ahead and move forward. But I don't want you to miss the last part, which is the really juicy part where you're going to get a lot of value from this exercise that I did recently. All right. Okay. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives, a lesson learned episode. And actually, this is going to be two lessons learned because I had a lesson, I had something on the schedule to talk about, which I'm going to talk about, but I had a lesson that I learned this week that I wanted to share. It's a good one. It's about my trip to Utah. And if you're looking on my YouTube channel, you'll see that I'm in a hotel room, but I started the week in an Airbnb. So my first lesson is about what happens when you don't read the fine print of the place you're staying at the Airbnb. Now, if you're anything like me, I don't stay in Airbnbs frequently. I have stayed in a few. I do like the idea, but it is somewhat of a roll of a dice, especially when you are going somewhere where you're not familiar with the layout, the land, the locations, the neighborhoods. And this was the case for me. So I have been here before. I came in December for a training. And so I knew the general vicinity of where I wanted to stay, but I didn't know anything about the neighborhoods. And I wanted to stay in a different location than I stayed in before, because before I stayed in Sundance. I don't know if you saw any of my posts I did on social media, but I stayed at a friend of a friend's house or cabin in Sundance, which was lovely. It was a huge house. Not really a cabin. Yeah, you think of a cabin, you think small, but it was referred to as a cabin. It was a family place. So that wasn't available. So I had to stay, and it was okay, because it was where I stayed in Sundance was a little bit further away than I normally would have stayed. So I went on Airbnb and I found an apartment, and I thought it was a condo. So I will say in my defense, because I'm not a total ditz, is in my defense that the title of it clearly says it's an apartment. It doesn't say apartment in the basement of a house or basement apartment. And then the fine print or the description, it doesn't clearly state it's in the bottom of a house. And I would not have stayed in the bottom of a house because I would prefer to stay in something that where I had my own place. So like those ones that are Airbnb that are just rooms in a house. That's, I'm not going to stay there. And so I went and I had been sent directions to get there. And I was concerned because I was coming in really late, like midnight. And I wanted to make sure because oftentimes when you come to an Airbnb and if you have a problem getting in, you want to be able to reach the person. And I didn't want to wake anybody up or have anybody have to stay up late. So in an apartment, I stayed in an apartment before and they usually have like a key code to get in. I got these instructions and if I had really thought them through, if I didn't already have it in my brain that it was a condo, I probably would have realized in the directions that it was a house. But because have you ever been like this, like you're sure you have this picture in your mind of something and you're, so you don't see the little messages in later communications. So that was how I was. And so the directions said, in order to get in the basement apartment is what it said. In order to get into the basement apartment, you go around. What did she say? You enter from the back is what she said. And you it's adjacent to the house next door. And so I just was, when I read it, I thought, oh, it's this condominium complex is next to a house. And that might seem odd, right? Now in retrospect, that seems odd. But anyways, I get there around midnight and it's dark and it's taking me into this neighborhood. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. So I drive and I find the address is a house. And so I'm so confused. And so I park in front of the house and I was like, well, maybe it's not an apartment. Maybe it's a house that I rented. Of course. Not that was not smart. Because like I said, it did say apartment clearly. And by then it should have, you know, made me realize, oh no, Lori, it's in this basement of this house is where the apartment is. So anyways, I went to the front door and she said the door would be unlocked. So I turned the knob because it was unlocked and I walked into the house and I was like, well, this is, you know, it just seemed weird. And so I said, hello. And there was a guy in there, a young guy. And I said, oh, I rented a place on Airbnb. And this was the address. And he said, oh, that's the apartment in the basement. And you just go around to the side of the house and you get in the back. And I was like, oh, okay. So I moved my car because I think I parked in the driveway. Yeah. So I moved my car closer to the side where the entrance was and lugged my huge suitcase across the grass, which was not too horrible, but it wasn't as, I didn't have a nice smooth walkway that I would have in a condo. And it's funny because the other thing, when I was communicating with the owner, she said, well, it says apartment in the basement or something like that. Basement apartment. Yeah, that's what it was. It said base in the directions. It didn't say on the listing basement apartment in the directions. It said to the basement apartment. And so by then I already had it imprinted in my brain that it was a condo. And I told her, I said, my husband owns a basement condo that he rents out. And it's a condo in the basement. You like walk down steps to get to it. So that I think further made me think this picture in my mind. So anyways, I get into the condo or the basement apartment. See, it's still in my brain. So I get into the basement apartment and the layout was such that the bedroom was one, you walk into a family room and there's a kitchen there. So it's just one big family room with a kitchen and the wall, essentially. And then a bedroom on the left and the bathroom on the right. So the bathroom's on the opposite side of the place. So the one thing, I had a couple of things, you know, and it's funny when something doesn't jive, it's like, then you start to see other things that are wrong. So some of the things that I felt were wrong probably wouldn't have been something that I really noticed if I had been, you know, everything had gone well and it was the perfect place. So I immediately realized that there was no wall covering, or what do we want to say, shade, curtain, blinds on the door, the French doors going outside. So this big room, which is really the room where you're going to spend most of your time. There's a TV and a couch there. And that's, of course, where I said the kitchen was. The place where you're going to spend most of your time is completely kind of open to the neighbors. And they backed up to two different houses. So anybody, now granted, maybe people aren't looking in, but I'm not somebody who likes to, I like privacy. I do not like to walk around on display. And I've seen too many of those movies and datelines that creep me out. So maybe that's part of it as well. So I contacted the owner and I said, you know, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a condo. There's nothing on the door. So, and the other thing is, it's not like the bathroom was next to the bedroom. So even if, you know, I didn't during the daylight, I'm less concerned during the daylight. It's at night when it gets dark and then I'm walking over to the bathroom. So I didn't have any way to have any privacy really. So those, you know, because it wasn't, and then, oh, the other thing is I was getting to ready, brushing my teeth, taking my makeup off. There were two doors adjacent to the family room that were locked, that clearly were either an owner closet or something that led upstairs, like a basement door leading to the upstairs living area. And I heard the guy, I assumed it was the guy, doing something. Like, I thought he was loading a dryer. It sounded like a dryer door opening and that he was doing laundry. And so that kind of creeped me out because I was like, oh my gosh, he's right there on the other side of that door. and it's late, right? It's past midnight by this time. So, and then I heard, of course, went to bed. And as I was laying in bed, steps above, like walking constantly, you know, I was just like, when is he going to go to bed? So there was a privacy issue. There was a noise issue, and just wasn't what I expected. So I contacted the owner. Obviously she pointed out to me that she thought she was clear in the description. Of course, my take is, if a person who rents your place is confused, then it's probably confusing. You might want to be a little clearer. And I have no idea what her intention was, but I'm curious, if you own an Airbnb or are in the Airbnb business, if people are more reluctant to rent, like me, basement apartments versus condo apartments. And maybe there was a little bit of, you know, hoping somebody would stay if they didn't like know up front, you know, once they realize it's a basement apartment, then they're like maybe already booked, so they don't bother canceling. I don't know. That's just me thinking. But there was a couple other weird things too. Like I said, that you notice these things, that there was a ice machine in the refrigerator and a water dispenser, and they didn't work. So there was absolutely no ice. They did have two bottles of water in the refrigerator, so I will give them compliments for that. But yeah, no ice, but an ice dispenser. Nothing in the description that says the ice machine wasn't working or was disconnected. And then there was a Keurig machine, but no K-cups. I even thought about bringing a couple of K-cups just in case, but I didn't. But there was coffee, but there was no coffee machine. So that was like such a tease, because I was like, I want coffee, but I can't have coffee because there's a machine, but no coffee for that machine. and then there's coffee, but there's no machine for that coffee. So that was frustrating. But anyways, I am so happy because I found a hotel that was actually less expensive and has hot breakfast and has a little refrigerator and a microwave. And it's a Comfort Inn too. I'm like kind of a hotel snob where I don't like whole, well, you know, I like hotels more like 4-star hotels. And I think this is a 3-star, but it's, you know, I look at the reviews and stuff and it looked fine. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to stay there because it just looks like a good option. And it looks like it's been redone. The carpets are new. The other thing about the Airbnb, it didn't have cable. It had a TV, but you had to like stream Roku or Netflix or something. And you had to log into your account. And I'm like, first of all, it's too complicated. And secondly, I mean, I can figure it out, but why not cable? Is your guest not worth just like a little extra cable connection? So it has cable. So I'm happy I have my cable. So that is my lesson learned, is to read the fine print and don't like assume that you're going to get something that you're not. Pay close attention. I tend to be a skimmer of the fine detail, and I need to really, in my age old wisdom of having a couple of incidents like this, I need to remember to read the details and really look at them from not an assumption place, but what is this? You know, is this a basement apartment? Especially when I'm booking on an Airbnb. All right. So for lesson number two is sort of a tie in to the last lesson learned. So in the last lesson learned, I did a little exercise on the inner critic. So the inner critic was supposed to give you a summary of really the negative thoughts in your head that happen and unserving thoughts typically. And so this is a fun exercise, and I call it the shooting all over yourself exercise. And I did this like the other one at my retreat. So you are the beneficiary of some of the good stuff that came out of my retreat. And it's pretty simple, and it's really better when you do it in person because you're actually doing the exercise. As I speak, you're actually writing down what I'm telling you to write down, and it kind of unfolds as you're going through the process. But since you're listening on a podcast episode, you might be driving your car, like I often do when I listen to podcast episodes, or doing something that isn't conducive to actual writing, doing dishes or something in the kitchen. I hope you're multitasking, because I think podcasts are the best thing for that, because you're like getting something done that might be, you know, like housework or something, or you're running an errand, but you can also be learning and getting getting your brain filled up with good stuff while you're doing that other thing. So anyways, if you do happen to be sitting, then do this exercise and let it unfold as I'm explaining it. But if you are traveling somewhere or doing something else, make a point to come back to this and do it and sit down. Make time to sit down and do this. So you won't get the value out of it if you don't actually do it. All right. So I'm going to have you write down 4 or 5 things that you should be doing. So you're going to write down a statement, something like, I should be blank, or I should have blank. Something that you feel you should have or be doing, or something to that nature that fits into that. Whatever first comes to mind, I don't want you to think about it. I don't want you to be sitting there spending time going, oh, this is a good should. No, I want you to, whatever first comes to mind. As soon as I said that, something probably came to mind. And those are what the things are you need to write down. So don't try to come up with the best should. Just let it come out of you and capture it on paper. All right. So if you are actually doing this exercise right now, pause this recording or this episode, and then when you're done, push play again. Okay. So you should now have 4 or 5 should statements. All right. The next step is to scratch off should and replace should with could. Same statements. The only thing that you're doing is you're changing should to could. So I want you to do that. You can pause and go through and make that change. The final step is now you want to take could and change could to can. And not only that, but at the end of the sentence, add because and put a reason after the end of the sentence. So, for example, one would be, I should spend more time in silence. I could spend more time in silence. I can spend more time in silence because I am the owner of my time. As you do this, I want you to check into the feelings that each of the variations of that statement. So just take one example that you have, and I want you to say it with the should, read it out, say it with the could, read it out, and then say it with the can and the because and read it out. And I want you to write down how you feel after each statement. What you will likely find is a growing sense of empowerment. You are in control, a growing sense of hope and possibility. Because when you should do something, that's your inner critic, right? Because your inner critic is telling you all day long what you should do. So it's should is really disempowering, because should is almost the same thing as saying, I'm not going to do it. I know I should, but I'm not. And that doesn't feel good, right? Or I don't think it would feel good, because it doesn't feel good for me. And I know the people that I've done this with doesn't feel good for them. So I think the same would happen with you. And so when you go, I could, that injects a little hope, a little possibility that I could. Gives you a little feeling of confidence, even. Start to believe it. And then when you switch it to can and you add the because, well, then you have a reason for doing it. It makes total sense. It's kind of justifying. It's almost like giving a why. And when we have a why behind what we do, we tend to do it. And it's our why. It's not somebody else's why. And that's why this has to be your exercise and your shoulds and your becauses. If, I don't know if because is a plural, but I just made it one. All right. So I did this with a group of my students recently, and it was great. And everybody came up with different, you know, I asked them, you know, I told them just like I told you, 4 or 5. And then I asked them to pick one that they shared on a call with me. We didn't go over all of them. So they just picked the one that they wanted to share publicly. So I don't know what the other ones were, but I'll just give you an example of how powerful that these can be, how really powerful they can be. So one was, I should be more forgiving of myself. And then I could be more forgiving of myself. And then I can be more forgiving of myself because I am worthy. Isn't that great? I love that. I thought that was beautiful. And that comes from some place. And when you do it without thinking, it comes from some place deeper inside of you. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to do this because I'll get an A, or I'm going to do it because it sounds good. Don't use your thinking brain, your logical, like turn it into something that's impressive brain. Turn it into like, it's from the heart. Yes. Speak from the heart. Yeah. Another great one was, I should be a better friend. I could be a better friend. I can be a better friend because I will have better connections with people, and that will bring me more happiness. And that was actually something that brought her to tears. So when you speak to the emotion like that and it brings that up, that means it's really important for you. And you can find out a lot by doing this simple exercise. A lot can be revealed and a lot can happen as a result. Things that you keep saying you should do, maybe they'll start to actually happen because you're empowered with the statement that you wrote and you have a reason now. So that is my second lesson learned for you today, a little more serious than the first one about my Airbnb adventure. So that is it for today. So have a great weekend. My daughter and son-in-law and two grandsons are coming to visit. So I'm very excited to have a weekend with family. So I hope wherever you are, you're having a lovely weekend and the weather is cooperating wherever you are. Because I know some places it's still snowing in the northern parts, but most of us are getting better weather these days. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.